It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
The newspaper in Packerland this morning has a story about Green Bay getting ready for next season. While in Chicago, the paper hails the Bears' worst-to-first turnaround. This follows the Bears' win over Green Bay yesterday. Oh, and what's happened to Aaron Rodgers? Every week, the quarterback has missed open receivers or made inaccurate throws that were almost always completions in the past. And quite often, Aaron missed those receivers when the Packers needed those completions the most. From this week in agribusiness, China is buying U.S. soybeans again, including 2 large sales announced Thursday and Friday. That's the good news. The not-so-good news, grain markets are hungry for much more. Soybean futures had some setbacks the end of last week on that disappointment. They bounced up a bit overnight. An effort is underway to reintroduce elk to parts of northeast Minnesota. Researchers say nearly 80% of the rural landowners support reintroducing elk, and that's key to the success of the project. Expansion of elk has been opposed in northwest Minnesota, where elk have damaged crops. Hey, have you seen how quickly a Christmas tree can burn? Firefighters remind you to keep your real tree well watered. I remember seeing a demonstration a few years ago where a dry tree was engulfed in flames in a matter of seconds. I mean, it was an inferno. While one that was watered daily smoked for about 5 minutes before the presence caught fire, followed by the tree itself catching fire. Firefighters say have a working smoke detector and be sure and check your electrical cords. Have you heard about the Kentucky Fried Chicken fireplace log? Louisville-based KFC tweeted last week it was offering an 11 herbs and spices fire log, calling it the best way to make your fire smell less like fire and more like chicken. The 5-pound fire log was available on the company's website for just hours, and then they sold out. It was selling for $18.99, could burn for up to 3 hours. And even though it smells great, they wanted you to know it's not safe to eat. And KFC warned online, please don't put face directly into fire in an attempt to smell fried chicken. We haven't heard if they'll get more of those KFC fire logs. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. Buy Pioneer brand seed and earn Corteva cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.